Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you, Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
Bustin' Loose Baseball, hosted by Grant Paulson and Toby Altizer, gives you in-depth analytics and interviews on everything baseball in the nation's capital. Now, here's your host, Grant Paulson and Toby Altizer.
Grant Paulson, Toby Altizer, producer Darius Dameron. This is Bustin' Loose Baseball, a Nationals pod. We give you an episode before and after every single series. Please subscribe. Please rate us. Please review us. Please leave a comment. We'll read them on the air. We're not above that. We want to keep growing the podcast. Toby, Travis Acora will guest with us at the end of this episode. He's become one of the top five pitchers in all of minor league baseball. Excited about that. But let's start at the big league level. The Nats just lost for the second time in three games as we tape on Thursday night after a 7-1 setback. I'll say that offensively, they hit into a lot of bad luck. They hit a lot of rockets, but it was not nearly as clean of a game for them as their win one night earlier was when they got a masterpiece from Mackenzie Gore. They committed an error. You know, defensively, it just wasn't quite as crisp. But on top of that, they ran into two outs on their first two hits of the game, trying to stretch singles into doubles. They just made too many mistakes.
Yeah, I think the reason that this kind of series is good for the Nationals is I think you saw that the way that they won the game in game two of the series is almost a playoff type game. Not saying, you know, that obviously the opponent is playoff like, but having to be able to play a tight game where you have to play almost flawless, and you struggled against Matthew Boyd, but then you finally got going at the end of that game, and at the end of the time when Boyd's outing, Mackenzie Gore kept you in the ball game, and you found a way to win. And you saw in the other two games that the Cubs were kind of able to outclass them. And look, you're not going to win many games in which you score, you know, one run like they did in the final game of the series, and your fifth starter's on the hill in Trevor Williams, so you don't need to freak out about giving up eight runs in the first one either. Like, you know, this is a better baseball club than you are, but these sorts of series, I think, kind of are nice measuring sticks for this ball club. And you saw that when their ace was on the hill, when they were clicking on all cylinders, they can beat a team like this. They beat a team like the Dodgers earlier in the season. They've won series against some good baseball clubs, so they've shown they can do it, but they have to play cleaner, crisper baseball, and that wasn't necessarily the case for two of the three games. And I think it's just an important message for Davey to send to these guys, for management to send to these guys, the young dudes going through their first, second, third major league season, that, hey, man, you just have to be dialed in all the time. And I think these sorts of series just show where they need to make little improvements. You can't have base running mistakes like they do all the time, but especially against a good Cubs team when every run's going to be at a premium. Like Colin Ray, I know he's not a household name, but he's pitched really well this season, even though he struggled lately. And this is a tough team to beat. And so if you beat yourself in a couple of instances, you don't have the talent of a team across the way in the Chicago Cubs. So you can't beat yourself, and they did in some instances. But I think overall it's an encouraging series because you can see some of the signs, especially in game two of the series, obviously with the win. But I think the big thing here is they just understand now when you play teams like this that there's a standard that you have to play to beat them. You saw it in game two. You didn't see it in the other two.
Yeah, it's a gap between the Nats and the Cubs. They're 10 games behind Chicago, and Chicago right now is the best team in the National League, not just in the way of wins tied with the Mets, not just the way in the win percentage where they're number one by themselves at 629. You know, run differential, they're plus 106. The other division leaders, the Mets plus 71 and the Dodgers plus 76, aren't even close. So for my money, this is not only a top five offense in every single category, but it is arguably the best team in the National League. And right now, statistically, by way of winning percentage, it definitively is. And you're not there. I mean, you're 10 games worse. So in the sandwich games here, the bread of this series in games 1 and 3, you lose 8-3 and 7-1, outscored 15-4, and those games were pretty lopsided. You know, the game one, you didn't have much of a chance, I didn't think, based on Trevor Williams not giving you an opportunity. Three of his last four starts, he hasn't been able to get through five innings. He had the one excellent six-inning outing, which was the best start of his season on the West Coast trip, but that's been the exception, certainly not the rule. So game one on paper, going into a series with Chicago, a great offense with Williams on the hill, you're fighting an uphill battle. You're hoping for a fluky day there. Game three was the disappointment for me because Irvin generally does give you a really good chance. And he was competitive enough, frankly, that even after a really rough first inning where they scored a couple of runs, they had scored three times through two. As he generally does, he settled in, ate some frames, didn't go as deep as he normally does, but five innings, three earnings. That's not going to kill you. You know, that is kind of the floor of what you're looking for from a starter like Jake Irvin. You'll accept that, but then you need to be better after that. You need to deliver more offensively, and that's where they hit into some bad luck. But Jackson Rutledge continues to struggle, three hits, two runs in this game. Eduardo Salazar back off the shelf, didn't throw all that well, had a three-hit, two-run outing as it kind of got away from them. And next thing you know, what was a fairly competitive 3-1 game where you had the bases loaded and stranded them and a couple of opportunities you didn't come through in, you know, became a seven-run deficit and a six-run loss. But I want to focus for a moment just on the win, because that was as entertaining, that was as, frankly, fulfilling a victory as a Nats fan as I can remember over the last 3 or 4 years. To have the Cubs loaded lineup in your ballpark, your ace on the hill, Mackenzie Gore, who's been pitching his butt off in a huge test spot, and for him to go 7 shutout and give up hits to the first 3 batters of the game, bases loaded, nobody out, then take a deep breath, and after a couple of seasons of letting that inning go sideways and giving up 4, 5, 6 runs, to get out of that jam, strikeout, pop out, and continue scoreless into the second, and then have a quick second inning to get back on his pace from a pitch count standpoint, and then Tobes to go 7 scoreless and not allow another hit after the first 3 batters, where he retired 21 of the final 23 with a walk and a hit batsman, just a absolutely sensational performance, pitching himself now into all-star consideration, ERA dipping to 2.8, major league leader with 108 strikeouts. That was the signature performance. He was more dominant and impressive maybe on opening day against the Phillies, but with respectfully, the first game of the season for the Phils, that ain't a top five lineup that's destroying everybody, getting cold water poured all over it. That Gore performance on a night where they played good defense and they did a lot of things, you know, at a playoff level to beat the Cubs, man, I left the ballpark. My heart was full for at least that one night.
Yeah, especially watching so many things come to fruition where you saw Mackenzie Gore was obviously spectacular. Get to him in a second, back to him in a second. But Brad Lord coming out in the eighth pitching well. Kyle Finnegan finishes it off. Robert Hassel is the one to break up the no-hitter. And they're able to come through in so many spots and just find ways. Nassim Nunez worked a long at-bat. And he had some mistakes in the game, but was able to come through in a big at-bat in the eighth inning to give them an insurance run. I thought they just played such good baseball, and they, you know, even though they had some mistakes in the ballgame, they're able to overcome them because that's when your stars kind of shine through, none brighter than Mackenzie Gore. And You're 100% right. I mean, he was asked about it, and I know he's got to get sick of being asked about it, whether it's from us, whether it's from some of the other reporters. Basically, every time he does something where he's able to work through some adversity, he's asked, hey, man, do you think previous you could have done it? I'm sure he's got to get sick of that question. But I think to the point here is we've talked about this since he was acquired. The stuff has always been obvious. He's always had elite stuff, and what he's doing seemed like something that could definitely be in the future. It was just whether he could mentally get there, whether he could mature enough on the mound to get there, and seeing it against a really, really good Cubs lineup where he's able to go out there and he puts himself in some trouble. And granted, you know, it's not as if he was lacing fastballs down the middle and they're just ripping line drives. It's a broken bat. It's a broken bat. And then it's a one bad pitch that ends up a line drive up the middle. Suddenly, before the game even feels like it started, it's bases loaded, nobody out. And he says, let me find a way out of this. And you were talking about this post game where this feels like what Max Scherzer would do. This feels like what an ace does, where they find a way to get out of it. And by the way, not just get out of it and say, oh, I'll turn in five solid innings. For him to go seven in that sort of an outing, I think speaks to that maturity and growth. You need to see that repeated time after time for him to be able to start getting some of those. You know, we've talked about this before where maybe seven innings as a expectation for your ace, or at least for Mackenzie Gore, maybe is a little bit of a thing of the past, because he is someone that does pitch up there with some of the leaders in innings and number of pitches and all of that. So it's not necessarily saying that you need to expect him always to go seven now, but to see him be able to turn that sort of page after he struggled for those first three and then just turned it up to another level, it's special. And it shows you why we talk so highly about this guy, and you're seeing it all come together. And he looks like one of the best pitchers in the National League. And, you know, if he continues pitching the way that he's pitched all year, Grant, like we're not just talking, you know, there's going to end up being guys that have maybe a little bit more special of a season in the National League. Logan Webb's been spectacular. Obviously a guy like a Paul Skenes. But, like, he's not far off, if he had a couple more tremendous outings, from entering not just All-Star, but Cy Young candidacy, right? I mean, he's leading the league in strikeouts and an ERA sub-3. I mean, that pretty much puts you in the conversation, right? So he's been so special to see that kind of performance, though. That's probably going to be up there for the best performance he's going to have all season, even though the numbers maybe aren't as dominant. I thought seeing him in person, being able to do what he was able to do against that really good Cubs lineup, that felt like even in a season that was a big step forward, that even felt like a little bit more of a step forward for me watching him get the win.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you, Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
And the other night,
some rapid fire thoughts for me on a few different guys, and you could jump in and either, you know, circle back to these guys or hit whatever you want to here at the big league level. Luis Garcia has probably been their best offensive player here over the last 10, 12 games, just in terms of consistency of at bats. He's hitting 17 for 46, so that's a 370 clip over his last 12 as an example, with a 983 OPS, only one home run, whereas Wood has four and Bell has three in that time. But nine runs batted in, not striking out in that time. He's got just three Ks and almost 50 at-bats. And, you know, getting on base at a 400 clip, slugging almost 600. Very, very impressive stretch for him. Robert Hassel had a nice hit last night, right when I thought he started to look like maybe he could use a day. Had a really nice at-bat to end the game last evening. And then he had two hits, including what could have, should have been a double, got thrown out at second base tonight. But three hits the last couple of games. He's right around 270 overall and 270 over his last, you know, couple of weeks of action. But he looks like a big leaguer to me. I think he's played center field very well. I thought he could handle center field. We saw it in the minor leagues, but he's actually been a little bit better than I even anticipated in terms of jumps and reads and making things look pretty smooth and easy out there. So that's been encouraging. When Cruz is back, Cruz plays center. He plays a corner, and he could probably be plus in a corner, which, you know, we talked about when he came over from San Diego. So that's a thought on him. On Ahmed Rosario, who we never talk about, I mean, he's now hitting 300 with an 800 OPS as a bench guy, right-hander off the bench. Had the big home run in the seventh inning to help beat the Cubs in game two of this series. I didn't realize how crazy good Rosario's numbers are against lefties, which is his job, right? He's a righty who's going to face lefties. Tobes, he's hitting 355 with a 975 OPS off southpaws right now. I mean, this signing's working out brilliantly by Mike Rizzo and company. This was the, hey, let's bring a veteran in here on the cheap and maybe we'll situationally use him and get something out of him. That's a big, big deal. And don't look now, but I really like the way CJ swung the bat tonight. We've been waiting for him to snap out of his slumber, hit a couple of well-struck flyouts early in the Cubs series, and then tonight a 2-for-4, got some barrels on the ball. So hopefully, after 3 weeks or so of not hitting much at all, Abrams is ready to get going again. It would be a big deal for him. He's fringe all-star consideration, but he's got to pick it back up now.
Yeah, real quick on a couple of those guys. CJ, you're right. Hopefully this is something that locks him back in because he was playing so, so well and kind of carrying the offense for a little while during a rough patch. Offense got going a little bit more, and he's kind of been in a slump, so hopefully this gets him going. Luis Garcia, it almost seems like some of the bad luck he was getting earlier in the season is starting to kind of now even out a little bit. You're seeing some hits that are just kind of falling in, just dinking them in, not always the most solidly struck, but he's finding ways to get on base, so that's nice to see. And Ahmed Rosario, like you said, he's kind of fulfilling exactly what he's been brought here to do. He's a veteran, a bench bat that's going to help you out from time to time, and he's been thrown into maybe a little bit more duty because of the DeJong injury, and I think we've seen a little bit more of him than maybe they were even planning. But he's going to be an interesting name to watch, Grant, when, you know, we've talked about deadline moves, and I don't know that they're going to be the team this year like they have in the last couple of years where they take every veteran that's on an expiring contract or that's not a part of the long-term future or potentially is blocking a prospect and they trade all those guys. But I don't think they're going to get anything crazy for Ahmed Rosario. But if he continues to play the way that he's playing, I think you could get at least a decent piece for him. And I think he would make maybe some sense if they ultimately decided that they wanted to sell off a couple of veterans. I think he could be in that pile. And he's been really helpful against lefties and could play a couple of different positions defensively. I don't think, you know, plus defender, but he could help somebody out. And I think he's been really good for this team when he's played. And it hasn't been like, it's not like he's playing every day, right? So for him to be able to go out there and be effective when he's out there, it's been really impressive.
By the way, just grabbing the numbers, in his last week, Robert Hassel, after the two hits tonight, 12 for 35, so hitting over 340 since May 28th as we talk here on the 5th of June. He looks like a big leaguer to me. I mean, a guy that just keep him in the major leagues rest of the year, and you can figure the rest out around him, Wood, and Cruz. But that should probably be the outfield, which is not to say I'm down on Lyle. I love Lyle. I love his ceiling probably more than Hassel's. But you know, he's the guy more so than Hassel that could use the seasoning, that hasn't played in the upper minors nearly as much, who is a little bit younger. That would, if we're trying to get both Hassel and Lyle on the field every single day, the only way to probably do that is to have one of them at AAA, and I would say Lyle would be the guy that makes more sense there. Josh Bell has continued to have decent at-bats. He's hit safely in seven of his last eight, hitting 355 in that time. as well.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you, Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.